Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you took enough of God's Word long enough, is it true that His words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh? Can the Word that God spoke and created everything and that created your body and your spirit, are those kind of words in this book? Can they get into you? Can they cause flesh, nerves that have died, organs that no longer function? Oh, come on, are you with me? Can they begin to spark life in them? Oh, I've seen it. Glory to God. Can these words do that to your flesh? We read it. They are life to those that find them. Whose job is it to find them? Your job, my job. And they are medicine to all, A-L-L. That's from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot and everything in between, every organ, every gland, every cell, every ligament. Yes, sir. Yes. Medicine to all your flesh. Glory to God. Now you could stay on this for a long time. But here's my point. I am convinced. I think everybody else ought to be convinced. And be sure that it's God's will for all of us to be healed. Why? Because God's words are medicine. Who are these words for? If God's words will get in you and heal you and make you strong, and they're medicine to all your flesh, and yet you say, well, no, healing's not for everybody. Well, what if somebody that healing wasn't for got into this word night and day? Is it so that the word wouldn't be life to them and it wouldn't be medicine to their flesh? See what people are saying when they're saying healing is not for everybody. They just got through saying the word is not for everybody, because the word will heal you. Are you with me on this? I could go on, but this actually will tie in to the next thing. Go back to Proverbs. Back to Proverbs, please. This flows right into number two. Reason number two, why we are sure it is God's will for all to be healed today, is right here in Proverbs 18. You know, many a time I've been to the hospital, and there's somebody laying up in there that they tell them, you can't live, you got to die. And all they do is lay there night and day and watch TV. Somebody said, what's wrong with that? They can't afford it. They don't have time for that. Are you with me? But they do. I had a lady and her daughter came one time to healing school, and she wanted me to pray for her to be healed. They had diagnosed her as terminal. Nothing could be done. She had already gone through some treatments, and they said, now nothing, it's in this last stage and nothing can be done. And in talking with her for just a few minutes, I saw she's not ready to be prayed for. She's not ready to believe that she's receives her healing. She's not convinced of the will of God. And so I knew what had to happen. I said, well, our class is going to start in just about 30 minutes here. Can you stay? What needs to happen? What does she need? How's she going to get faith to be healed? How does faith come? It comes from the Word. I said, could you stay? I'm not going to try to explain all this to her, but I said, could you stay? And she said, well, no, you know, my daughter and I had planned to go shopping this afternoon. This is happening everywhere. All the time. Why? Because people don't see the value of the Word. They don't see the reality and power of what this can do in their life. They don't see how desperately they need it. Our people, the people that call this their church, if half of them showed up tonight, couldn't see them. People that call this their church. Well, now there's a handful that's doing something else that the Lord told them to do. A handful. But the vast majority of them think they don't really need it that much. That they're okay. They can drop in once a month, once every 3 months, and it's deception. I said it's deception. What is happening is that their spirit is growing weaker every day, and they don't realize it. Did you hear me? And it is, did you know that right now, I know you might not like to think about this, right now, there's enough bacteria and germs of every kind on your skin and in the air and inside your body to kill you 10,000 times over. Right now. You know why you're not dying at this moment? Because you're strong enough. Your body and your immune system is strong enough to keep it at bay. But all that stuff is lurking in your systems. Am I right, Doc? It's in there lurking, waiting for you to get weak enough that it can start multiplying and taking over. Does that sound devilish or not? That's because it is. There's a life in cancer. There's a life in these terrible diseases. You can see it under the microscope. It's moving. It multiplies. It grows. Where does that come from? It's not God. I said it's not God. Now, I want us to back it up a whole nother step from this. The principle is the same, but look at this. In Proverbs 18, are you there?
Yes.
Proverbs 18:14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Let me read this to you from the Amplified. What does it say? The strong spirit of a man, that's male man or female man, sustains them in what? Bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit who can raise up or bear? What's going to get you through physical attack? What's going to get you even through weakness and bodily pain? What can get you through that? A strong spirit. Oh, glory to God. Strong spirit. And what's happening is you've got so many folks that know the Lord and love the Lord, but they don't realize how weak they are already. They're barely maintaining. And the enemy is just waiting. Just waiting for them to get a little weaker. A little weaker. A little weaker. And see, he doesn't just want to bother you. He wants to take you out. So he'll just keep waiting until he feels you don't have a fighting chance. And then he'll pour it on. And he'll bring it from this side and from that side and from this side. Why? His plan is to overwhelm you and to destroy you. He is a killer, isn't he? The thief comes to do what? Steal and kill and to destroy. But he has to wait till you're weak, because when you're strong, it just doesn't do him much good. Now, what if you and I were smart? What if we had some smart, spiritual smarts? We would keep him waiting indefinitely. Because while he's waiting for us to get weak, we just get
stronger.
Oh, come on now. And stronger. And he keeps waiting for us to get weaker. And we don't get weaker. We get stronger. And stronger. Until we live our whole life and run our whole race and finish our course and leave our body. And say, well, y'all can plant it now. I'm through with it. But millions of Christians are laying out of church. They're not reading their Bible. They're not praying. They're not praising and worshiping God. They're getting weaker every day. A little bit weaker, a little bit weaker, a little bit weaker. It's not so noticeable because it happens gradually. And then boom. And then boom, boom, boom. And a lot of folk don't make it. That's why if you were smart, you would read your chapter every day. You'd read it with gusto and faith. At every service, you'd be there. Unless the Lord told you something else. Every, you wouldn't miss a one. Are you with me? And everything the Lord told you to do to build yourself up, you would do it. And week after week, instead of getting weaker, you'd get stronger. And you'd get stronger, and the Lord would be reinforcing you for the days to come and the months and the years ahead. And what would happen is nothing would happen that you were not prepared for and strong to deal with. Oh, come on. Are you listening? You would be ready and you would be able. And so you would overcome and you would overcome and you would overcome and you would overcome. And you would triumph again and again and win. Come on now, you'd be healed and delivered and have victory again and again. That's the will of God for all of us. All of us. All of us. Now listen to this. Is it God's will to heal all? What will get you through the worst sickness and problem? A strong spirit. Is it His will for you to be strong or weak? If it's God's will for you to be strong, in fact, just studying today, I saw easily nearly 40 references where the Lord said, be strong. I never saw once where He said, be weak. If I am strong and my spirit is strong, how could it be God's will for me to perish with diseases and problems? Because if I'm strong in my spirit, I'm going to overcome them. Oh, can you see this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Strong Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002B. That's R2002B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.